teaching assistant admits abusing pupil 14. This was written by Toby Oliver. A former teaching assistant kissed and groped a 14-year-old pupil and sent her sexual messages, leaving her victim feeling like an object. Alyssa Satintau, 22, committed the offences at the Europa School in Culham, near Abingdon. Satintau, who played university football for Cambridge University, was sentenced at Oxford Crown Court on Friday, having pleaded guilty to two counts of sexual activity with a child, one count of causing or inciting a child to engage in sexual activity, and one count of engaging in sexual communication with a child. The court heard that Satintau, whose address was given as Thistlethwaite Road, London, started working at the school after graduating. She had played football for Summertown Stars when she was younger. The court heard she and the girl developed a relationship which went beyond appropriate boundaries. Prosecuting barrister David Parvin told the court that Satintau flirted with her and complimented her looks. Mr. Parvin said that Satintau and the victim kissed on one occasion and that she groped her breasts. On another occasion, they kissed at the school. Mr. Parvin said that Satintau messaged the girl while she was in a lesson. The messages were sexually explicit, and Satintau described sexual acts she wanted to perform on the girl. The court heard that the relationship ended, but they reconnected sometime later. At that point, Satintau apologised for what she did and expressed regret. At that point, the girl told her family what had happened. A victim impact statement provided by the girl was read to the court. It said, "I felt like I was treated like an object. I didn't recognise the severity of what she did to me. It's insane to contemplate. I find it wholly disgusting. I was so naive to what was happening. She manipulated me for her own sexual satisfaction. She was supposed to do her job. I completely lost trust in all teachers. She gave me so many excuses for her actions." The statement added, "After I told my family, it was as if a weight had been lifted from me. I'm glad she pleaded guilty and didn't lie about what she did. I can't comprehend how someone could do this to a child." Hugh Davies, KC, mitigating, said, "The central point to make is that Ms. Satintau has accepted fully her responsibility." Judge Ian Pringle, KC, told Satintau, "You developed a relationship with a young girl which was wholly inappropriate. I have taken everything into account about the deep regret for what took place. There is a real prospect of rehabilitation. Satintau was handed a 2-year community order, 25 rehabilitation activity requirement days, and 180 hours of unpaid work within 12 months. She must also complete 6 months of mental health treatment." And there are two photographs. There is one of Alyssa Satintau celebrating a goal for Cambridge University, and there she is in her football gear, running along a football pitch. And there's another very nice little photograph of the Europa School with a lovely line of flags outside.